high and low. But don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Christina Staffo.
All right, now there is a decision that most men have to make. Yes, women too, but it's really a thing that men have to kind of wrestle with. Do you do it? Do you not do it? I'm of that age where, you know what? I can go either way. I can either do it or I can't do it. And you're sitting there thinking, what is he talking about? We're talking about body hair. And right there from the reaction, I can tell you're not a fan of body hair.
I am not a fan of body hair.
Now, explain to me why.
I feel like I had a bad experience with my ex who I lived with.
Yes.
He was a very tall, large Polish guy with a lot of body hair.
Here we go, folks.
I go into the bathroom, and then there's all his, like...
Spiders. They look
all
like
over
spiders.
The tub, and I'm just like, oh, now, wipe that up.
Now, can I say something? Full disclosure. You wanted your Dr. Phil moment with me? Here it is.
Okay.
I get yelled at from my wife and my son because I leave collateral damage, let's say,
why don't you
in the shower.
It up?
I do. I've been taught.
Take some toilet paper and wipe it off the tub.
Now I'm used to doing it, but you know what I have to do now? I actually use, I've become quite skilled with this. We have a little drain catcher, one finger, a little swoop, and boom. I bring up enough hair to be able to create, I don't know, a tiny toy. It's tiny.
But you know what? Here's the thing with me.
Yes.
I should be bald with how much hair I shed in the shower off of my head. Like, I don't understand why I still don't have a bald spot in the back of my head. I mean, thank the Lord that I don't. I actually had a nightmare one time that I woke up with a bald spot in the back of my head.
That's quite a nightmare.
I swear.
That is quite a nightmare.
Weird.
And now, 6 months from now, you'll say, you know, I shouldn't have said that back, because now all of a sudden, every time I shower, I lose tons and tons of hair.
It's like you can make a wig. But body hair in the tub, it kind of grosses me out.
Well, do you know that we recently celebrated the first Body Hair Day? Somebody actually created a day
to celebrate ones with body hair?
Or I think the lack thereof.
Oh.
I think it's more of a reason just to make a hashtag. Let's see. This comes from a magazine or some blog or something called Bustle.
Okay.
If you're a woman who ever had hairy legs or not shaved your underarms for a month, you know how much stigma exists around women who have body hair. So this person decided to talk back to the stigma once and for all by creating the first annual Body Hair Day, which is going to be a celebration.
Okay.
Oh, it's actually
a celebration
of body hair. This is a note to the host to pre-read the stories before we go on the air. For all of those who are marginalized or shamed for having something so natural. So she is taking the opposite viewpoint of you. She likes the body hair. You're saying, uh-uh.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think that that's an American thing, because you go to Europe.
Yes.
And women don't shave their armpits or their legs.
Oh, it's...
You know, years ago, my grandfather took me to Italy. Before he died, he needed to take me to the homelands type of thing, okay? So we're in this beautiful restaurant in Italy. I believe we were in Sicily still, and you know, we're waiting to be seated, and here comes this very tall, gorgeous woman wearing like a very almost sheer top, because that's also very acceptable in Italia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and I swear, walk with me here. We're standing there. She's standing there. It was almost like, you know, she had the fan. Her hair was kind of like blowing with the wind, you know. And she raises her arm and she kind of like puts her fingers through her hair and she lifts her arm. And it was like,
she has an SOS pad.
What is going on? It was like tentacles coming out of her armpit.
Because that's so different for us. Because for us, that's so foreign.
But for them, that's very normal and natural.
See, I can never think of a woman with hair under her arms.
Me either.
And because it's uncomfortable more than anything else.
Well,
let's just say, as a man, I speak from experience.
Gross.
It gets uncomfortable after a while.
Yeah.
So there you are, you and your grandfather,
and
you're both there with your mouths dropping open.
Well, he's from there, so I guess it was natural for him. But I'm, you know, the first time that was the first time I had ever gone to Europe. So it was more of a shock to me than anything else. But yeah, back to the point, I think it's more of an American thing where hair is like a negative.
It is a negative.
Okay.
And they mentioned it in the story. Did you see the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes.
That is one of the funniest scenes in the movie.
It really is.
When Steve Carell, who is just naturally hairy,
and
decides to get waxed because he's trying to get some.
Right,
so
right.
He sits in there, and they could only do these scenes one time because once the hair was gone, it was gone.
Sure.
That poor thing. He led there. He was
bleeding.
He was
like
bleeding laying there. Oh, my
bleeding.
Goodness.
Okay.
But now Steve Carell has a ridiculous amount of chest hair.
Yeah, it was like a carpet.
So it comes up to personal choice. But now, a guy my age, you feel kind of weird if you're walking around and if you have hair on your arms and your legs because you go to the beach. No guys have hair anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure when that happens.
When did that happen?
I'm not sure when that happened. You see that more like with guys who are bodybuilding type of like,
right.
You know, muscly type guys. You'll never really see hair on their chest or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't mind some chest hair on a guy.
I think I know why. When tattoos and body art became more prevalent.
You're right.
If you're going to spend all this money and if you decide to get a tattoo,
yep.
You don't need to have to comb through hair
and move
things around so you can see what it looks like.
And that's a new thing. Like, I think with all the reality TV, you know, every network has their own version of, you know, Ink Master or whatever.
Right.
So I think the tattoos back in the day where it used to be a special thing where someone had one,
mm-hmm.
Now it's more like everybody has a tattoo now, so...
So everybody has it, but nobody has hair. So,
yeah.
But if you're of a certain age, it's very difficult when you have to make that decision because you cross a boundary you never thought you would have to cross. There are guys all over the country my age. You look at yourself when you get out of the shower. Do I need to do something about this?
What would you wax? If your wife came to you and said, honey,
mm-hmm.
Do something about that. Like, what part of your body would you be willing to wax?
I think I would start with my arms.
Okay.
For the simple reason.
It's not that bad.
No, I can cover them up. If I feel like all of a sudden, wow, this is what I felt like in third grade, which is where I'm going to go with this.
I think it's, I think you should be more concerned with the pain of the hair ripping out of your skin.
Well, that's
than
true.
Than anything else.
Well, you know what I saw in the store the other day? They sell this cream. It was in the supermarket. It
doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
What are you talking about? Like cream that removes the hair?
Nivea. It's this Nivea for men hair removal cream.
Oh, because it's kind of like Nair or something like
that.
You're
supposed to be able to rub it anywhere and everywhere, and all of a sudden, within like 8 seconds, every piece of hair just drops off of you.
Yeah, it'll come off, but it doesn't last as long as a wax.
Okay, how long does a wax last?
A couple weeks, like maybe 3 weeks.
So if you start with these creams, you're going to be a slave to these creams every couple of days because all of a sudden you got new growth here and there. It's going to come in uneven.
Because I don't think it's pulling the hair out at the root. I think it's just kind of like getting it out from
like
a little bit under the... Right.
Okay. Well, and here's what scares me, too. And I think back to the Seinfeld episode of when Kramer and Jerry decided to shave their chest when it wasn't really fashionable.
Yeah.
Is it an old wives' tale that it grows in heavier and thicker?
Well, if you're shaving...
Okay.
I think it does. But if you're waxing, it definitely doesn't. It definitely comes back thinner.
The actual art of waxing.
Yeah.
So you put the stuff on there.
Yeah.
It gets really hard. You put the paper.
Yeah.
You rip it off.
Yep.
So you're tearing it out by the root. I mean, you were literally it just
brutal.
Screams pain.
It is painful. But here's the thing. Speaking as a woman.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is not... biographical, or how did David Duchovny put it? This is not autobiographical, whatever. So you're laying there, you're thinking, okay,
right.
I want to be groomed for my mate, okay?
There's an interesting phrase right there.
And
groomed
here's,
for my
here's
mate.
The thing, and,
yes.
And as a woman, maybe other women out there can relate to me because they never notice
yes.
until you don't do it.
And then they say, hey, honey, things are getting out of control.
What's going on? But you know, the last 5 times I did it, they never say anything.
See?
Can anyone out there relate with me?
Men don't appreciate the little things in life. There's an old phrase, stop and smell the roses. Appreciate the little things
right.
in life, and you don't miss something until it's not there or until the hair comes back.
Amazing.
See that? Wow.
Yeah.
And it also brings up the other thing about how far will you go when it comes to removing the hair on your body? Because for a man, you can venture to places that you never knew existed. You can venture to places you don't even wash.
So you wouldn't get a Brazilian?
What is a Brazilian?
I mean, they get in there and they wax everything down there.
I know. I'm just that was to edify everyone around the country right now. They go everywhere and everywhere. You know,
they really do.
They're like
the Lewis and Clark of
hair removal.
And it's very interesting.
Yes.
Again, not speaking from experience.
Oh, of course not.
As
she smiles.
The waxing technician.
Really?
They put you in like some really odd like ways to get in and
I would
do
imagine.
The waxing.
There are removal positions you must assume.
Removal. positions.
Removal positions.
That's a good one.
It's taught the third day of waxing school.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. So there you go. And so now for the rest of the day, and probably for the next several weeks, you are going to walk around, folks, and you're going to think about these removal positions,
yep.
and you will consider whether or not to remove all the hair from your body. You know, we are providing a public service here.
I think it's worth it.
You think it is?
Go ahead. Do it once.
All right.
It's, you know, the pain makes beauty. My aunt used to say that as she was braiding my hair and ripping the hair out of my head.
Stay tuned to a future show when I will come in hairless. Now,
we could wax you on air.
Yes, you can.
Oh, would that be a show?
You know what? I'll do it.
I will wax your arms on air.
All right. I'll do that. So, you know what, folks? You talk about quality entertainment you don't find anywhere else on your radio dial or anywhere else on your smartphone or funny little electronic device. Where else will a host just put himself up for waxing because I want to see what it's like?
I'm
serious.
I'm not going to forget
serious.
This.
Okay.
It's implanted in this little brain of mine.
When I get back from vacation and when you get back, we are going to do this.
Yes.
All right, we're definitely going to do
okay.
that. All right, so look forward to that, folks, on an upcoming show. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.